Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Razor Riffs with Keith Raza and Alan Lee, right here on LA Talk Radio.
All right, how's it going? I'm Keith Raza with my trusty sidekick, Alan Lee.
Howdy doody.
All right, that was an interesting intro. Usually when you hit the button,
yeah,
both of the intros come on, but I guess I didn't hit the button.
Well, I think one intro is good enough.
Yeah, yeah. So,
but I like both.
Alan, I almost didn't make it tonight, buddy.
Yeah, I know. I know you're coming out from the OC, and you were very busy tonight with the traffic and Thanksgiving and so forth, and I warned you about that. And, you know, as you know, my car is in the shop, and I had to come over the hill on the metro rail. A lot of people on the metro rail, and some of them didn't speak English, and they kept looking at me, you know, because they saw something about me, you know, when I get on the train like that. They knew I was an entertainer.
But they knew you were an entertainer?
Yeah, it's just, you know, my look and my demeanor.
You're an actor.
Yeah, man.
Actor. We're both
actors.
Yeah, but I'm not a good actor.
I'm a member of Screen Actors Guild for anyone interested out there in hiring me.
Huh, way to show off on my freaking show. That's all you need, you know, when you have a show. Your trusty sidekick says, hey, I've been in 4 movies.
Oh,
you've
no,
been in
yeah.
nothing.
Four, I don't even want to talk about them.
But 10 pornos. I was like,
oh,
ooh,
please,
calm down.
Please. Jeff has been doing some film work, or did some film work.
Jeff Richards,
about.
Yeah.
Jeff Richards,
tonight's guest is Jeff Richards. Mm-hmm. For those of you who don't know, he was on Saturday Night Live, Mad TV. He's a regular at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles. Very funny guy. He does stand-up and music videos. As you know, Alan Lee, I'm not the biggest music video type mm-hmm. of comedian, but
yeah.
Jeff is actually, I watched them, and they were
yeah.
very, very funny.
I was
automatically turned on by that type of comedy.
Turned on?
Yeah, I thought it was hysterical.
Because he was dressed in one of them, I thought, very interestingly. I don't know if you saw that one.
I probably did. I watched all of them. I was yeah. a fan of it. I've always been a fan of his stand-up.
I love his impressions.
Yeah, but... And, when I saw the music videos, because he wanted me to watch
yeah.
it,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, "Ooh!" I watched it, and they were very, very funny.
He did an impression of Dustin Hoffman.
I know. I was going to ask him if he could do an impression of him on the show.
Oh, wow.
You know, that would have been cool.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at his resume, and man, he's been in all kinds of stuff. Mind of Mencia.
Oh, man, I can't even imagine this resume. I'm like, wow.
So... I mean, very funny guy. But let's rehab from last week. Last week we had Fred Stoller.
I thought that was one of the most insane. The way he juxtaposed the book and Fred Stoller being right here, I thought was hilarious.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean,
I really enjoyed it.
It was good. That's special about this season than last season.
Yeah.
This season were audio. Last season, we were a live video podcast, so the ladies can't see how good-looking I am this season.
Yeah, you look great.
Yeah, I've lost like 14 pounds.
And guess who's lost some pounds, too?
You have.
Oh, yeah, man. Woo!
See, that's hard. See, it's hard when we don't see each other that much. When we had a show, we used to see each other all the time.
All the time.
And for those of you that don't know, Alan Lee manages my comedy career.
I try.
Yeah.
I try.
He tries. He gets me... all these great shows
yeah.
at freaking coffee shops.
Yeah. Well, you know how hard it is to work out of my office at LA Fitness, you know, in the sauna. Oh, there's someone on. Could be.
No.
Who is it?
I don't know. It was a
somebody's
text
calling
message.
In.
Nope. No one's calling in yet. Jeff said he'll call at 8:05.
Okay. And...
So
Stoller, you were saying about Fred, who you know, over you worked with him at Flappers, am I correct?
No, I never worked. I've done
oh.
shows with Fred. I've never worked with him. I mean, actually, I have worked with him. I never like in a... He did stand up when I filmed my special.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's it, you know?
Okay.
And So yeah. And hold on, I'm getting a text. Someone wants to call in.
Oh, it's one of our fans.
Our fans?
Well, the fan, one of your fans. I don't know.
I don't have a lot of fans.
You do. You do. So don't lie. You fill the Irvine Improvs, and they don't even know what to do with you.
Yeah. But no, so I somebody's calling the studio.
Oh, can you tell who it is?
Hey, what's up, Jeff?
Hello?
Hey, yeah. What's up, Jeff?
Here we go.
What's up?
How are you, buddy? Thanks for doing the show. Yeah.
Thank you. Hello, how are
Thanks
you?
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you watching the TV right now?
Yeah, I was watching One Day at a Time.
One Day at a Time. So, Jeff, I want to ask a couple questions about stand-up, and then I want to get into the music videos that I watched. So, is that cool with you?
Sure.
Okay, so stand-up. One, I think you're one of the funniest stand-ups ever, and, you know, you always make me laugh, and the thing I have a question about is, which one do you enjoy doing more, the stand-up or the music videos?
I like them both a lot. I really like, I love being in front of a live crowd.
Yeah.
I think I get more nervous about music videos because, mm-hmm. you know, once you make it, that's the end of it, and then it's either good or bad, whereas then you can do another performance, you know, and it wipes the slate clean a little more, you know.
Yeah. I saw Jeff at the Comedy Store on the roast battles. Jeff always does a quick set before the roasts start.
Yeah, right, right.
And he was hysterical. He just killed it in the belly room. And Jeff, do you do that every Tuesday? Do you do a quick set?
Yeah, I try to do it whenever I'm in town. I like to, yeah. It ends up being about a couple times a month, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's really cool.
Cool.
I have a Twitter question for you, Jeff.
As soon as
my feed comes in. Hey, Jeff, been a fan since Mad TV and SNL. What's your favorite impression to perform?
Oh, I had that question.
I guess right now I really like doing. I don't know. I like doing Dustin Hoffman all the time.
Oh, my God. Look, that was the one I said I wanted. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And we said, you might do the voice here, but, you know, I'm not going to say, oh, please, Jeff, you know, people do that to comics.
But no, I don't care. I'll do it.
Yeah, okay.
How about this is Dustin Hoffman as a frog.
As a frog?
There was a long embankment of mud. I didn't know where I was going. You didn't do it. You did it. You said you did it. You did it.
That's great.
That's excellent.
Oh, fuck.
See, I'm not an impression stand-up comic. They're just hard for me, you know?
Oh, it's...
So, but, another Twitter question. Jeff, which was more fun to work on, Mad TV or SNL?
I mean, they were both great, you know, in different times of my life. So probably SNL overall, though.
Yeah. That's because you probably, you know, I think SNL would be fun because you meet all the hosts and, you know, the hosts and stuff. You know, you work with so many people. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
So, and... Here's another one. Jeff, how do you get over writer's block?
I don't know. I don't really write. Like, I don't write scripts that much, you know, or any long-form stuff. So I don't really get it so much that I notice.
So when you go on stage, do you just improv most of your set?
No, I mean, right now I'm doing, to an extent, I mean, right now I'm doing mostly impressions on stage, so I'll start it off a certain way, and then maybe I'll make up some stuff in the middle, and, you know, maybe come back with some other, you know, I kind of mix it up.
Yeah.
See different characters.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's cool.
Oh, that's great.
That's cool. Now, Jeff, these music videos, you have one out right now called I Cry at Weddings.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it. It was very funny. How long does it take to film one of those music videos? Like, is it a week project, or is it something quickly done? I mean, I've never done anything like that.
It just depends how complicated the video is. I mean, this didn't take very long. I think it took a day. So
took a day.
You know, the turnaround was a lot faster, but
and
you know, just depends. But this, yeah, just depends.
It depends. See, those, because I watched those because you asked me to, and I did, and I thought they were funny. And I'll be honest, like, I'm not that type of comedian who likes the music comedy, but after I watched yours, I was like, oh my God, this is actually really smart and really funny.
Thank you.
Yeah, because you do it in a way where you don't do it where you want people to, like, watch it where you say, oh, hey, this is a song. You do it in a way where you're like, hey, this is a song with jokes, and it has a lot of heart in each of the songs. You know what I mean?
Thanks.
Yeah. And that's what I like.
Yeah.
That's what I like. The tailgating one was good, and the D down to F, that was really funny. I thought that was hysterical.
This one might have been
This
might have been one a little bit older, but he would have cast me in it maybe, because you know the one. Did you see the one with Shaka Lock in dancing?
Yeah, yeah.
You saw that one?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The muscle bitch.
Yeah,
muscle bitch.
That one
was funny.
That one was very good.
So you think Jeff would have casted you as a muscle dude?
He could have. I'm not as skinny as Shaklock, but I could do that very well.
Yeah.
Next time, maybe. The sequel. I'll try to hit him up.
Now, Jeff, how long does it take to write one of those songs? Like, because you have to get comfortable with it before you film it, right?
Oh, yeah. It depends, everything kind of depends, you know, like some of these songs, like Step One and a Half, you know, I kind of sat on that one for a while, just because I wanted to record it right and do it right and with the right guys.
Yeah.
And I ended up working with Brandon Christie, who's awesome. And sometimes you just have to wait for people to become available too.
Yeah, there you go.
Know?
Yeah, I mean, but it seems that's what you like doing. You like filming those, and you like doing that, and that's awesome. You know?
Yeah,
because
it's fun.
I've never wanted to experience that type of comedy, and after I watched some of your videos, I'm thinking, oh, hey, maybe I should try that. But, I think I would just embarrass myself because I stick to stand up, you know, and I'm very uncomfortable.
You don't have any music background?
No, but I'm very uncomfortable going away from a microphone.
Oh, well, I know what to tell you.
Well, I mean, you know, the great thing of, you know, music, you can record it at home. You don't have to go in front of a crowd, you know.
That's the thing with the
And you can start off with GarageBand, you know.
That's true. But
that's what I did, yeah.
Yeah, but I saw you at the Comedy Store sing one of the songs, too, live, and I just thought that was awesome. Like, I could never do that, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, you never know.
You never know. Oh, just got another one. Jeff, who is the coolest person you worked with on Mad TV?
Well, everyone was really cool there. Who did I say? I don't know. I really liked Nicole. Sullivan and Will Sasso and great people, both camps, you know, Saturday Night Live and Mad TV, everybody there was awesome.
Yeah. On the 40th anniversary of Saturday Night Live, it seemed like everybody that was ever on the show was there. I mean, how cool as a comedian, because not only were you on one of the best comedy shows of all time, but how cool is it to be there and see all the legends and everyone else, you know, come together for the, like, that must have just been amazing. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like
this grand reunion.
Having a cup of coffee the whole night long.
Yeah.
It was surreal. Everyone there was, it was just mind-blowing. I had such a great time, too. It was
Did you,
a long night.
Yeah, that's. I heard it was a long night. Like everyone was just having fun and just talking, and you know, the big surprise was Eddie Murphy was there.
Oh, he was there.
Yeah, and so that was cool. I thought he was going to do sketches, but I guess he just came out and did a little monologue.
Oh. Was Steve Martin there?
Yeah,
I can't remember.
Was Steve Martin there?
Steve Martin was there. Yeah.
Yeah, I think everybody was there.
Was there.
Yeah, I think the only person that wasn't there was the people who are dead.
It's kind of hard to show up like that.
Yeah. Well, I don't mean that in a mean way. I'm just saying because it was such a special thing. I think all Saturday Night Live, you know, it was the 40th.
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, all cast members went there, you know.
Nobody dead would show up to Saturday Night Live.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, you know, you can't go there if you're dead. That's what I'm saying.
We're establishing that.
Yeah. why are you turning this around I'm the jerk?
No, I didn't mean that. I thought it was a funny play on words.
Did you ever meet Dan Aykroyd?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, see, Dan Aykroyd. Dan Aykroyd's, in my opinion, one of the funniest comedians because... Jeff doesn't know a lot about me. I've only met Jeff a handful of times. Mm-hmm. But, Jeff, mm-hmm. I have this thing called Asperger's Syndrome.
No, I know.
Yeah, and Dan Aykroyd has Asperger's. And Dan Aykroyd's probably the most famous comedian to have it. You know, so I just think that's, like, just, you know, whenever I see... Because, like, I'm friends with Norm Macdonald, and Norm, you know, talked to Dan Aykroyd and stuff, and he posted a photo on Twitter and stuff. I was just like, I was so jealous of him, not because, you know, he was there, but that he got to hang out with Dan Aykroyd.
Aykroyd's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dan Aykroyd is like, so funny and so, like, technical. Like, he can do anything. He can say any amount of words, like, in rapid succession, you know. He's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I hear. He has this vodka called Skull Vodka. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
Well, it's this vodka that he sells, and it's in a skull glass. He's the guy.
Oh.
Yeah, it's in stores and stuff. And
really?
Oh yeah, I've seen that before.
Yeah, and he was doing a signing for Skull Vodka things, and I collect a little something about me is I collect autographs with like the picture and an autograph, you know. So I went with Dan Aykroyd's picture. And they told me I had to buy a bottle of the vodka to meet Dan Aykroyd. And I was like, "Oh, I don't have $60 to buy vodka. Plus, I'm only 19."
That would have been a little
weird.
So it was really heartbreaking for me because I couldn't meet him, and they wouldn't let me into the store. Oh. But I was like, "Oh, I was 50 feet away from him."
That sucked.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So yeah.
I'm sorry I could have been there to help you.
Well, I didn't know you back then.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You were a child.
I was in Texas when I was 19.
You were a little kid, yeah.
So, Jeff, when you go on tour, what's your favorite place to go to? Like, what's that one place where you can just go there and be like, you know what? I don't even have to worry about it. I love it here. You know what I mean?
I would say, I don't know. I like San Diego a lot.
Ooh. Yeah, San Diego's great.
I like doing shows there.
Do you do the American Comedy Club or Madhouse?
Madhouse.
Yeah, Madhouse.
And La Jolla Comedy Store.
La Jolla, the Comedy Store in La Jolla.
I've never done the Comedy Store in La Jolla. Oh, that was a great question I wanted to ask about the Comedy Store. Jeff, you're a regular at the Comedy Store, and for struggling comedians like me and anyone else listening, do you have any advice on how to get, you know, passed on that?
You know, try to get a showcase, you know, but it's sort of like try to get, I don't know, it's hard to answer that.
Yeah.
It just takes time. I mean, it's a combination of time, trying to work on other things, keeping yourself, you know, anywhere else you can perform. I think just performing is the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not to lose sight of that, you know?
Yeah. Well, see, when I came to Los Angeles, my goal was to be a regular at the Improv, Laugh Factory, and Comedy Store. And I'm a regular at this improv in Brea and Irvine, but not anywhere else. I just got passed at the Laugh
Factory. At the Laugh Factory.
But I still haven't gotten my showcase date. And the Comedy Store, like, it's, I just kept going, and then I never got picked on the potluck. So then I was just like, you know, I'm just going to do stand-up. And but see, with you, you worked at the Comedy Store while you're getting up there. You know what I mean?
If you get a job there, yeah.
Yeah. Right. So, I mean, was it?
It said that Jeff worked the door.
Yeah. That's...
Oh, yeah. I used to. Not now.
No.
We didn't mean it like that.
No, we didn't mean it like that.
No.
Oh.
Just like...
No.
I should do that, though. That's a good idea. I should get back there and work.
Go back and work.
But no,
no,
but
it said it on Wikipedia.
But the question was, when you were working the door,
yeah,
like, because you've seen so many comedians go there and go out, and you know you're one of the great comedians that go there and go out. But when you worked at the door, you know, when you were still, you know, polishing your craft, like, I don't know how to ask this without like asking it, so I'm just gonna ask it. So when you became a regular, and you were a door guy, like if you're a door guy. Still struggling, like, what's the advice for the comedians for that? Just keep going and talking to the comedians, and then when you get your spot, shine, or?
You're saying, if you're a door guy, what do you do in the meantime?
Yeah. Because you're working the door at comedy clubs, how can you go get that stage time?
It's only one comedy.
Oh, well, because there's so many shows at the store. That are running, you can do spots throughout the week while you're doing your job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of shows. That's a great answer.
Yeah. That's the cool thing about the Comedy Store. But, like, see, if you were a door guy at the improv, yeah. That's not going to happen.
Thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
So, because
if you're a door guy at the improv, you have to basically. Bank on that club giving you spots on your days off or something. You know?
And that's totally not going to happen because what's different with the store?
Well, now with the improv, you know, they just started doing the lab. So that's another room.
That's the next door.
Shows.
Yeah. That used to be open a couple years ago, and then they shut it down when they remodeled Hollywood. And then I guess it didn't work, so they reopened it. Because I performed at the lab a lot, and I've only done Melrose Improv maybe once or twice, but it's so hard getting shows in L.A. when you don't have a huge fan base, you know what I mean?
I'm willing to work the door.
It's work the door. See, that's...
you're at a different level.
Well, see, that's...
My last bit was at the sauna at L.A. Fitness where they like me. You don't know what a rough room that is.
Well, see, Jeff, I'm sure you could relate to me on this one. You know, if you're a door guy, right? And you're working the door at a comedy club. You're supposed to keep people safe and, you know, keep the environment safe. But deep down, you're probably thinking, I don't want to do this. I want to be on stage making them laugh.
Safe? You mean like a bouncer?
Yeah. Because
I didn't process that.
When you're
that
a door
way.
Guy, you got to count tickets and make, like, your responsibility is to make sure everyone is safe.
But just take a drunk by the collar and throw them out into the street? No, I don't. That's not required.
I've seen door guys kick drunk people out.
Both places now, I think, so. Or all three places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying, like, you want to make people laugh, then do your job, you know what I mean?
There's other shows.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about bouncing people or getting physical. I mean, I don't think any door guy ever, you know, unless he really wanted to,
flex his muscles,
have to deal with any, you know, drunk people in a physical way, you know. Oh.
So, what's the most crazy experience you had on Mad TV?
Crazy experience? I mean, that whole experience was crazy because that's the first thing I ever did ever. And so all that was, the whole thing was, I mean, mind-blowing. You know, the things that blow your mind, I think, are like, you know, backstage when it's just like a really famous person just like eating a sandwich, just hanging out.
Yeah.
That's like real life with like real big stars. That kind of... I really like that part of the innocence of that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See,
I love that.
Mad TV was such a funny show, and like I was so bummed when it got, you know, when it stopped, because like my goal is to be on Saturday Night Live, but it's a hard goal for me because I think different and I just want to do comedy, and I'm not really good at improv-ing. I'm better at stand-up. And
yeah,
they don't really look at stand-ups anymore. You know, it's not like in the
I don't think that's true.
Really?
No.
It goes in different ways. I think everything's a case-on-case basis.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, that gives me hope then, because, I mean, a lot of, like, my buddy, do you know who Brooks Willen is?
Uh-huh.
Well, Brooks was on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, Brooks. Yeah, Brooks.
Brooks is a good buddy of mine. Well, he used to be. I mean, we don't really talk now because he's huge. But we started doing stand-up together, and, you know, he told me, you know, that Saturday Night Live looks more into people with improv-ing. So what he did was he took classes at Second City, and that's how he got the showcases there. And I tried an improv class, and I just didn't like it. I didn't have fun.
Was it the Groundlings?
I did the Groundlings, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, if you don't like it, you know.
Yeah.
Don't force it.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I love stand-up more, you know, because you're talking with an audience, and I think improv, you have to rely on teamwork, and stand-up, it's a one-man show type of thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So... And any other Twitter questions? Jeff, how many music videos do you do a year?
Somewhere around 3 or 4.
3 or 4. Do you have an album with all the videos, with like all the songs, just on a CD?
I thought it was on his site.
Oh, you have it on your site?
No, I have links to stuff on my site, though. It's I put out a greatest hits album early last year.
Yeah,
I think. Can you download that? I think Jeff's put there was a note somewhere.
Can you download that on iTunes?
Yeah, it's called The Shingles.
The Shingles. There you go.
That's fine.
2001. 2009.
Jeff, have you ever performed an impression of someone for them? If so, how did they react?
Okay. Well, I've had a couple different reactions. Okay. One time with Gary Busey, that was probably the most tense moment.
tell us the story, man.
Well, I just made the mistake of telling him I could do an impression of him. I just met him, and I went up to him, and I said, "Hey, hi, I do an impression of you." And like an idiot, you know, and of course I had to do it, and it wasn't very flattering, the dialogue, so I just started doing it at him, and I was just like, I was in the parking lot of a Frito-Lay factory, getting a hand job from what I hope was a circus clown, and I just start going on, and he's just staring at me, and I finish, and he goes, "I don't see the arc."
That's so funny.
That's funny.
Because
I met Gary Busey years ago.
It's funny that you said Gary Busey, because Alan was telling me, he's like, "Hey, Keith, if we get a podcast, I could get some big names."
I was like,
"Really?" He's like, "Yeah, I could get Gary Busey."
I crashed this audition in the Valley one day, and Busey is sitting here. I go, "You know, I don't think I'm supposed to be here, man." And he goes, "It doesn't really matter for this film." He just come on in. I said, "God, this is pretty cool." And so he does. He just kind of, he's like laid back, you know, but he kind of's looking at you like, you know, you're cool. Just don't fuck with me. But anyway, just a little Gary Busey sideline there, Jeff.
I thought Jeff.
No, I love Gary Busey.
Yeah, he's cool. Totally laid back.
I thought Jeff's Gary Busey story was better.
I thought it was better. I was throwing in my 2 cents. Excuse me.
I like to pick on Alan.
He does, doesn't he? I'm seeing all the... Look at the other... There's Steve... Curly Howard.
Who's that?
Al Franken.
Oh, Al Franken.
Al Franken. Yeah. Howard Dean. Wow. Michael Moore and Rush Limbaugh. Holy cow.
What are you doing, Coop?
I'm going through the names of the different people that Jeff has done impressions of.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're Googling Jeff. I just ask Jeff questions from what I know from with him, you know? I don't Google people.
Oh, you do
Jeff, do you ever Google yourself and think, like, oh, my God, this is, like, because whenever I Google myself, I see all these mean things about me, and it just got to the point where...
No, I don't do any of that. I don't look myself up unless, you know, I'm trying to figure out how I pop up in a search optimization, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to...
Well,
I don't like reading all that stuff.
Yeah, neither do I. And see, like, I was talking to Tom Arnold about that, and Tom said, just don't Google yourself. You'll have a very depressing career if you do it. And ever since he told me that, I just don't Google myself, you know, because I don't want to see what kind of gay websites are, you know, about me.
Really?
Yeah, I've been in a couple of gay pornos. Anyways.
Oh, my God. You know what? Cool. Why don't you tell me these things?
Jeff's like, cool.
What do you... That's what I like about these podcasts.
Podcasts are fun. Jeff, do you ever want to make your own podcast someday?
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I really actually do. And I think I am going to. So I'm just trying to figure out exactly my angle and, you know, that. I have the recorder and everything all ready to go. Or I could do it, you know, through somebody else, right? Yeah, I'm thinking more about that podcasting.
I think you should do it because it's really fun. Like I have, like when I'm talking to you and Alan or, you know, whoever, like I'm having fun just talking. You know what I mean? Like it's something.
Yeah.
It's something really, I don't know, it's not like stand up where you're talking to a live audience. In a way it's like you're free. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, it's just an amazing feeling. It just sucks because, like, you only get an hour a week, and, you know, it sucks because it's usually the best hour of the week. Like, that's just my opinion. I don't know if I'm turning into Mark Marone or whatever and want to do podcasting.
You're just getting turned on by this whole
Mark
podcast.
Marone or Mark Maron?
Mark Maron. Marone.
We say that
sometimes.
I like Mark Marone.
Yeah, that's what I was like.
He's good.
Yeah. He's a great guy. Marone.
He's nothing like Mark Maron. We're talking
Mark
about
Marone. He's an Italian guy from New Jersey.
Yeah, that's one.
He's on LA Talk Radio before us. Yeah. Oh, we got another Twitter question. Jeff, what comedians inspired you growing up, and what are your favorites right now?
Wait, can you say that again?
What comedians inspired you growing up, and what are your favorites right now?
Eddie Murphy was the first comic to really inspire me. I love Bill Burr. Love...
Ditto.
And a lot of guys that you probably don't see, and you know, on TV so much, like Jason Galern and Theo Vaughn. And
Theo's hilarious.
Yeah,
I like Theo because, but see, it's a good point you put that because, like, my favorite stand-ups are the ones that you don't really see on TV that much. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
like I love Norm Macdonald, but the truth is, he's not on TV anymore. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I love Todd Glass. He's not on TV, you know? So I think I love, what's his name? Brian Regan. I love Brian Regan. And he's not on TV. So I think that's a lot of people, especially audiences, I think they go to a comedy show because they want to see someone on TV, but when they see true stand-ups, I think it's even more of a gift for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's the cool thing about the store, too, because the store gives each comedian 15 minutes, and they just bring them on up. You know, like Ralphie May. I love Ralphie May.
One of my favorites.
Yeah. Ralphie May is hysterical. So.
Yeah, I love Ralphie.
So, let's see if any more Twitter questions. Jeff, are you more into Facebook or Twitter?
About the same.
The thing that I don't...
I probably lean towards Twitter, I guess.
I like Twitter too because you could just tweet jokes and stuff, you know. But the thing is,
that's all it really is.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. That's all it is.
But the thing is, like, when people unfollow you, like, because, like, I don't know if you could tell, but, like, see, I could tell because I only have 200 followers, and then the next day I'll have, like, 130. I'm like, it hurts my feelings. You know what I mean?
You lose 70 followers overnight?
Probably.
Devastating.
That's pretty dramatic.
I got a question, but I can't answer. I can't ask that. I told Jeff I want it. I'm just not huge on Twitter, you know. On Facebook I have like 4,000, but half of those are just comedians that I know or friends, you know, so they don't really count as a fan base. But see,
yeah,
with Facebook it's cool is because people can like your jokes or whatever you're saying and you know who says it. With Twitter it's like either retweet or, you know, favorite and stuff. And the thing is, like, I only follow people on Twitter that I like, or, you know, and with Facebook, yeah, I add everybody, even if I don't like them. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, I kind of reversed that.
That's good.
You reverse that?
I sort of the opposite.
Oh.
A bit.
He tweets a lot of people and...
Oh, so you...
I don't know what I'm doing, though. I don't really know what I'm doing with any of it. You know, I just kind of... I'm mostly guessing.
That's like me too, some of it.
Yeah. See, it's weird because, like, right when I got the hang of MySpace, everyone was over MySpace. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now that I'm getting the hang of Facebook, it seems like everyone's over Facebook and they're on Twitter. So then I'm scared once I get over, when I get the hang of Twitter, everyone's going to like.
But they're all kind of the same, really.
My facer.
They're all getting the same. They're all kind of like, you know, same button, same like, you know.
Social media.
Yeah.
It seems like the thing that also sucks, I mean, now let me ask you this about it. Like, do you enjoy doing, like, you know, being a comedian, do you enjoy doing the social media or do you just like, are you on your phone all the time doing the social media or do you just want to just make people laugh?
I mean, it's only fun when it's like, no, I don't really like doing it that much.
Yeah, neither do I. It's,
you're so good at it. I mean, I see you on that phone and it's just like, you know.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, I'm playing games. People think I'm contacting people and promoting. I'm not playing. I'm playing freaking Marvel Avengers Alliance. I'm just a total slacker.
No, when I'm on my phone, I'm just sending inappropriate pictures to my grandfather.
No, that's still using the social media.
Yeah, but
it means,
yeah,
you like using social media if you do that. See, I don't do things like that. I've told you many times.
Jeff, have you ever judged the comedy roses?
I don't remember.
No, I never have.
You should do it. You'd be a great judge.
What do you say that?
Because he would.
Yeah, I probably should do it one of these days. But usually I'm doing a song, so I don't know if it makes sense to do both. Maybe.
Yeah, but it'll be cool because, I mean, you watch the roses, or do you just perform and then head to the next place?
Yeah, I mean... I would start right after I do a song because I do the song right before the show starts.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, you stay there for some of the roses, right? A couple of weeks ago when I saw you, did you see my roast or did you head out?
No, I didn't get to see yours.
Oh, well, spoiler alert! I kicked booty, and
did you? Cool,
I did. And I won by, like, one applause.
Like, one applause?
Yeah. Like, you want to, like...
Somebody was clapping in the corner.
like the...
Keep clapping.
The two final jokes were... and I forgot who was the judge. It was Ben... It was Ben Gloom or Ben Gleam. Or
Gleam?
Gleam, yeah. See,
Glee.
Glee, yeah. It was Ben... Yeah, it was that guy. And he was the judge, right? And the final jokes were this guy. His name was, what was his name? His name was Joey. His name was Joey, who was roasting me. So Joey says, Keith looks like the kid from Two and a Half Men who ate the kid from Two and a Half Men. And everyone, like, laughed and stuff. I was like, oh, you know, this is getting serious, you know? So then my winning joke was, Joey was telling me about the first time he was with a lady. He put his dick in her a-hole, and she was like, oh, my God, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm just doing what I used to do to my dad. So I won by that joke, and it's just...
You know, wow.
But it's like, you know, it's not... I'm not a mean comic, you know what I mean? I like... And so roasts... I enjoy doing the roasts because they're fun, but I don't like losing and being humiliated, you know?
Well, yeah, you don't want to lose.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing that could happen. All that work, putting those jokes together.
But no,
to lose.
But you should do it. I think you'll have fun, and I think you'll win. And
I don't think I would be good at that, and I don't know if I have the right bone for that, you know?
Yeah.
You have to have a certain way of thinking. I don't know.
It's an insult comics world.
Oh, Norm MacDonald just retweeted. Oh, Norm MacDonald said, you got to check out at Keith Reza. Norm just retweeted us, buddy.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Jeff, any favorite cities? I already asked that. Catch up, buddy. Oh, Jeff, do you ever put goofy stuff on your writer for laughs?
Goofy stuff on my... No. I don't play any games. Usually the agent is handling that anyway, you know?
So, all right, well, we have about 3 minutes before we got to lock up. Alan, any last questions for Jeff?
You know, this is going to sound a little weird, but I'm going to be daring. It said that you actually knew Cato Catlin. You have any like a little anecdote about knowing Cato Catlin? That's what it's that's that.
Cato?
I did some research.
Who's Cato?
Cato Catlin.
Yeah, he's the guy.
He's the guy that knocked the Bruce Lee Green Hornet.
Yeah,
he was named after the Green Hornet's partner.
Yeah, I was kidding. I know who Cato.
No, but I found that out. I didn't realize he actually, you know, that his dad...
Okay,
actually,
so what's your question about Cato?
I just said if he had an anecdote. I mean, imagine knowing someone associated with that whole O.J. Simpson case. That would blow my mind. I would actually go, wow, man.
So your question is it true you know Cato?
Well, I guess you could
I do it. Know Cato.
He does
well,
know
Cato. He used to hang out a lot for a period. He got me into juicing.
Oh, really?
Really?
Which is great, and then later Andy Dick got me into blending. It's true.
No, I swear to God, that's funny. You know, I mean, it's true, but it's funny though. You know,
What's weird is when I first started doing comedy, I wrote jokes for Lucas, Andy's son.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah?
Yeah, we met him.
So it was.
He did your show in Orange County.
Yeah, he did. That's true. It was really cool, you know, because I didn't know Andy was his dad. And it's weird because, like, I knew Andy because Andy was on a TV show with my uncle. And so I knew him, but I didn't know Lucas was Andy. You know, it didn't. And they look so similar, too. And, like, I guess that's where the Asperger's kicks in because it's like I just don't catch on these things, you know?
Lucas. Ooh, yeah. A visual cue, you mean? Like, he looks like. Andy
he
Dick,
looks like Andy Dick, and his name's Lucas Dick.
Dick. And so how many... Well, that's how anyone could not... I wouldn't know if because so many guys was named, you know, yeah. With the last name Dick. Does that mean that he has anything to do with Andy Dick?
Well, see, the thing about Andy Dick is he's... I personally think, and I'm just not saying this...
How many people do you know in your life that their last name was Dick?
Oh, I know a few.
Really?
But I think Andy Dick is one of the funniest
I think he's
improv
hilarious.
Artists out there. Like...
He's, oh, yeah.
Like, he could just come up with something so quick, you know what
well,
I mean?
Didn't they say he completely improvised his entire show? Like, there weren't any lines on the sitcom thing that he just went through every scene? Is that true?
Well, when I went to go see a taping of Less Than Perfect, because my uncle was on that show, and it was Andy's show, I remember, I don't know if you've ever been to a TV taping audience, but if you go to a TV taping, it takes maybe about 2-3 hours to... you know, film a sitcom. Andy was the star of it, and it was called Less mm-hmm. Than Perfect. Mm-hmm. And Andy was in maybe 7 or 8 scenes, which is a lot for a sitcom.
Yeah.
And on each scene, he just c- completely messed up the lines. Like, he didn't go on script.
Mm-hmm.
And he made it so funny. And, you know, this is a trivia fact, but my uncle hated it because mm-hmm. my uncle, you know, Patrick, he just wants to do it and leave.
Yeah,
and he doesn't like, he loves Spade, but he doesn't like working with Spade because of the exact same reason.
Comics, well, he's always like,
damn comedians. I need to get a beer here. You know, something like
but
that.
Jeff could probably, you know, validate that comics work off script, you know, off book, and they just like to just say, we're going to, you know, I'm going to improvise.
Yeah, and that's what, I think that's why sitcoms are so good, because especially if they have comedians on it, they make it more. Jeff, we got to get you on a sitcom, buddy. I could totally see a sitcom for you.
I just did a couple episodes of Real Raw, but that's coming out December 1st with Rob Schneider. I'm on that.
Oh, that's
on Netflix.
Are you still going on the road with Rob or no?
Occasionally, I'll do some gigs with him, but he's got a few different guys he goes out with.
Yeah.
I think he's on a mini tour with Adam Sandler right now.
Yeah,
doing some shows.
Very good.
I wanted to see that.
Yeah,
because I saw Rob and Jeff at the Irvine Improv maybe 2 years ago, and it was a great show.
Yeah.
So, well, Jeff, we're out of time, buddy, but thanks for calling in. Anything you want to plug away?
Yeah, you want to plug anything you want to?
Oh, I'm just my Twitter. I'm at Jeff Richards, and that's about it. Come see me at the Comedy Store in town, and my website's tastyjeff.com.
Well, let's go take a round trip and go see Jeff in Vegas. You're doing Vegas in April, right?
Yeah, I think February.
Oh, let's go in February.
We should do that.
Me and Alan love going to Vegas.
We'll go and hang with you in the green room.
Yeah, we'll do it. Okay, Jeff, one last question for you before I leave. Will you please follow me back on Twitter?
Sure.
All right. Jeff Richards, everyone.
Hey,
love Jeff.
Fantastic. Thank you, Jeff. It was a great show. I appreciate you coming out.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks a lot. Take care, guys.
Take care.
Man, that was a fun...
I had a blast.
That was the funnest episode I've ever had. I'm not just saying that.
I was like at a party. It was like being, you know, at a party with Jeff Richards. And just, you know, hey, man, what's happening? You know, all that was missing was, you know, some drinks and the bottle. And we didn't need that.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
Like, cause,
you need some chips and salsa.
Because, I mean, I know, Alan, you're very big on not, you know, bad-mouthing.
Who?
No, you are very big about not bad-mouthing stuff.
I am.
But I'm, with my Asperger's, I'm so very literal, you know?
Oh.
And I gotta say...
Very nice.
I gotta say, this was my favorite.
Well, I hope you enjoyed it. I tell you, I don't know where to put... I mean, this was a blast.
People ask me, they say, hey, Keith, what's your least favorite... What's your least favorite episode? And I say the Dat Fam one.
You know? See, I can't do that. I can't.
That's what I'm saying.
It even scares me in my mind. But you're not going to believe this. I enjoyed Tommy.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
I thought that was a crazy one.
But what I'm telling you is, like,
this was fantastic. Yeah, they're all different.
They're all different. And this one was just awesome. And then Norm tweeted the show.
Fred's was a crazy one. It was funny, those little blurbs, you know, those little things that we did with Fred Stoller.
Yeah, Fred was awesome. That was a great show. Well, guys, we're out of time. I mean, but this was a fun show.
Yeah, man. So
join us next week. We have Steve Trevino.
Ah.
You know, Steve is going to do the show. Hopefully, he'll be in the studio. So far, we're 0-2 from getting the guests in the studio.
Yeah.
We film in Sherman Oaks, and it's tough getting people in Sherman Oaks on Tuesday than it is on a Wednesday.
It was a little Thanksgiving traffic, and you made it out here. You drove like a...
I pulled a miracle,
wow,
didn't I?
I told you.
Like, holy Lord.
Man, you got here early.
I know. I was like, that's awesome. So what should we talk about?
Well, I don't know.
Because I don't see Sam coming in and say,
Is he supposed?
I don't know. I'm supposed to keep track of time, but keeping track of time.
I don't know. There's a lot going on. I mean, did you hear what happened at the... at the Comedy Store?
No, but...
I mean, no, at the Laugh Factory, pardon me.
Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, you know, they called in and said they didn't like the jokes that were being told. Yeah, wow, that scared me.
She threw a bitch fit about that.
Yeah, I mean, everyone can throw a bitch fit.
First of all, you're a politician, Hillary, okay? Know.
But Jamie said no. He said freedom of speech, and we can say anything we want on the stage. And he said, I don't care what politics you are. I thought that was Jamie with balls.
Yeah, too bad you didn't give Dane Cook the same advice. he's all like, you can't insult anybody.
Yeah, it didn't apply to Dane Cook.
But Dane Cook's like, I have half of this Laugh Factory in my bank.
Yeah.
Jamie's like, not anymore.
Not anymore, Dane.
But Hillary makes it a big fuss. Yeah, Jamie's like, hey, up yours.
Up yours, man. You know,
that was a great show.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone should follow Alan Lee, my trusty sidekick.
Yeah.
On Facebook and Twitter. I don't even know if your Twitter is still active.
Please emphasize Facebook. I'm on Facebook. Just text me. Say anything you want to me. I get lonely sometimes, and I appreciate the attention.
Oh. And then, guys, follow me and tweet me, at Keith Reza. I need the followers. I can't lose
I think you got followers. Some more. I think you got more tonight.
Yeah. We got 7 retweets.
That's good.
Tonight.
That's good.
Or at least I do. All right, Sam's yelling at me, so I got to go. Catch us next week with Steve Trevino, guys. And
we'll see you next week.
Yeah, that's it.
You're listening to Razor Riffs with Keith Razor and Alan Lee right here on LA Talk Radio.